Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Baskin of Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Dan, you haven't given me anything to kind of riff to. So I got to tell you, I got a call from an agent that wants me to start doing like just little raps so people can sample me after last week. 51,000 hits. Thank you. Do you even care? I don't even think he's listening to the show. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Always a pleasure to be with you. We've talked about a lot of different things. Mary Kay Cabot joined us at 11 o'clock. Frank Stams was with us at 11:40. We did a little NFL rapid fire. Talked about the Guardians. Jeff's going to talk about some college quarterbacks coming up here in a minute. But I still think the overwhelming story in town is without a doubt your Cleveland Browns and, you know, how they pick up the pieces. And so I started to get into the optimism, and I know we didn't really kind of fully hit that, where I do have a tinge of optimism for the Browns, and it all starts with this week. My optimism will be gone if they lose to the Steelers this week in Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh, you know, had a week off
one
to rest.
1-5 will do that to you.
Yeah, so I kind of feel like, for me, this is a make-or-break game. It's a must-win. I don't know if you've ever heard of those kind of games before, but I feel like if they can beat Pittsburgh, they definitely can beat Miami. New England, I'm a little confused on after last week. And then you got the bye and the Jets before you play Baltimore again on the 16th. And who knows what Baltimore's going to look like on November 16th. There's a window of opportunity for them to turn things around here. Just don't look backwards, because if you do, you're going to fall off a cliff with four losses and one win, especially when you go back and look at the fact that you should have won Cincinnati and you probably should have won this week. So
and you shouldn't have beaten Green Bay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Once you should be 2-3.
I'm going to be optimistic, Jeff. I'm going to say they should be 3-2.
Go ahead.
They should have won that game.
You go ahead.
Against Green Bay. I don't know. Do you see what I see, though, if they can? Okay, so you gave Gabriel a game. Now he's a little bit more comfortable. You played a pretty good team. You were far, far away from home. You're going to be on the road again this week. It's going to be very hostile against Pittsburgh.
The Vikings were far away from home, too.
Yeah, but they were used to it. Like, they were in. They were used to it. That was their secondary home.
Okay.
They had been there for almost 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's enough.
You're going to hate it when the league has a team in that stadium they were playing in. Tottenham Hotspur. The league is... Help me, Dan, if you believe what I'm saying. The NFL will have a team playing in the stadium the Browns played in this weekend within the next 4 years, 5 years. I'm going to say 5 years. I'll play it safe. Within the next 5 years, the NFL will have a team that will be permanently based out of the stadium that they played in this weekend.
If you would have asked me that before the beginning of this season, I would say yes. But now, from what you've heard of rumblings, I'm going to say no.
Why?
Because I think they're more hell-bent on getting 18 games than they are getting another team.
If they get the 18th game, they're going to want to be there.
Correct.
That's why I'm saying that.
But I don't think it's going to coincide the same exact time. Like, I got a feeling there's going to be a buildup. Now, if you'd say 10 years, I'd say yes. 5 years, I feel, is a little soon. 10, I think you have.
You should have heard the guys raving about the locker rooms before the game on the pregame show.
That's great.
They kept saying that this stadium that they built in London is so built for the NFL that NFL teams are now currently looking at that stadium to build stadiums here in the state?
Oh, they should be. I mean, there's so much money coming into those, you know, professional soccer stadiums. It's out of control. I'll tell everyone six times over, I still think the Dome needs to have what Real Madrid has, where they fold in the grass and have it grow under the stadium. So that way you have real grass growing inside of a dome. Like, these stadiums are out of control.
Wait, are you saying that they have hydroponics the other way? It's almost like on a treadmill?
Oh, it's on a tile. We've put it on at CLE Talking Heads before, where we've shown people have the video of the breaking down of the field with the natural grass going and how it goes under the stadium and grows down there for them to then have so other the events and that
upside
stuff.
Upside down?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It said, I'll retweet
and where did you
it.
Learn? Where did you learn all this vast knowledge of hydroponics? I'm just curious.
Hey, man, the internet's a hell of a place.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Message boards all over, man. You know, there were things before Reddit. We went places, figured things out.
What are you buying that? Or is, no, you think the NFL will have a team in London in the next 5 years?
No.
And why not?
I just don't think logistically one team in London works.
So what would you do? Add three? Add four?
I'd continue to do what they're doing. No, I don't know. I think it'll be very difficult to make that, to pull that off.
Well, they
maybe
learned,
maybe one day it happens. I don't think it happens in the next 5 years.
If they get a plane that can fly a little bit faster than what they're,
yeah, we had that. They didn't use it anymore.
Yeah, why did they get rid of the Concorde? Does anyone know? Other than the fact that one had a little mishap, I think, at the end, it was bad. I think. And by the way, somebody was talking about trying to build a tube through the Atlantic Ocean to get you from New York to London in like 45 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
I'd go on that, wouldn't you?
You think? Yeah, absolutely.
You would?
Oh, yeah.
45 minutes to London from New York. Wouldn't that be awesome? Right?
I'm here for it.
I'm just making sure.
You don't
sure.
have to tell me twice. The problem is who's going to pay for it and who's going to do it and how do you get the land and all that stuff. And that's how everything gets caught up in litigation.
Poor fellas thought going down and looking at the Titanic underwater was a good idea, too.
Robert's in Brecksville. Hi, Robert.
You are right. It's probably not going to be one team. I think it'll end up being two teams in Europe. Well, one of the things that it's like being
you were there, right? You were there on Sunday.
Yeah. Of course. I called in for a quick prediction.
I'm letting people know. It's not Robert. Yes, you act like people. Yes. Oh, that's Robert from Brecksville.
Robert. Everybody knows he was in London.
He's back from London.
Yeah.
A little grouchy today, Robert. I apologize.
One of the things. No, you're fine. One of the things that I picked up on that you hear about it, but witnessing it firsthand, there was a lot of people that live locally within Europe. I can tell you how many English folk I met that were wearing jerseys from any team, doesn't matter what team. A lot of them lived, you know, locally. There was three or four people that live like maybe about two or three train stops south of Tottenham that were, you know, once a game and got off. There's people I met from Germany that were local fans, Vikings and Browns. So, yeah, there's a big NFL fandom over there. It'll probably be two just to make it work like how they did with the Vikings, is whenever one team from the States goes over there to Salem for 2 weeks and then come home. But, yeah, I don't know whether it's 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, but I could definitely
see it. Okay, so what did we learn from the Vikings being over there for 2 weeks? That's the question. Because it seemed like that was the, hey, let's put our foot in the water on this and see if the Vikings can stay for 2 weeks.
What?
Can we get a team to do that eight times in a row?
You know what I think we learned up front is that fans from the States are more likely to, it'll be a takeover just because a lot of the Vikings fans, even though it was a Browns home game, the Vikings fans, they did Dublin and then they went to the UK and did London. So I think it'll be more of a takeover in some sense for the team that's coming from the States.
All right, Robert.
There was
thank
a lot
you.
Of yeah.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. I don't know. There you go. Have somebody that actually went to the game. Aaron's in Cleveland. Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Gentlemen, it's a rainy day in Cleveland, but there was a ray of sunshine on Sunday. They looked like a football team. The tight ends were doing good. The running backs were doing good. But they need to figure out a way to get the ball to the receiver because it's making them so predictable. I mean, I think Jerry Jeudy had one touch in the first half, and that's just not acceptable. We need to be a more diverse football team in what plays we're calling, who we're running with, and what we can do. Because right now, teams are just honing in on our bread and butter, and we need to do something else about it.
Well, I mean, Quinshon still ended up with over 100 yards in the game. I mean, if you're saying running is, I think there were a number of factors going into this game, Aaron, that were a little different. You know, you've got a young quarterback that's going out there for the first time. There was no way they were going to walk away from high percentage plays. I even said it on Friday during Two Keys and a Lock that they were going to run short yardage passes to tight ends, and look what happened. Boom, same thing. I mean, I don't think it took a genius to figure that out, but when you have a rookie quarterback playing for the first time and you're trying to build confidence and knowing that the head coach has pressure on him, he doesn't want to turn the ball over, and they did do that. That is one thing that they did accomplish, Aaron.
92.3 The Fan, breaking news.
According to Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero, news coming down that the Bengals are trading for Joe Flacco. Again, Bengals trading for Joe Flacco, according to Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport.
Wow.
No idea the return.
Wow. Really?
Oh, my God.
Do you think
God.
Flacco walked in and asked for a trade? I would have heard him.
League. It's a great league.
I will say this. Can we give Jeff credit? Jeff said before we walked in the door something gigantic would happen today.
You sniffed this out like a champ.
Thank you.
And we thought you had gas.
Nope. Thank you very much.
You were onto something.
Thought it was gas. I told these guys, I have a feeling something big is going to happen during our show, either a firing or a trade.
What are we getting? Did you say what we're
doesn't,
getting?
It
Do we
matter.
Know?
No
I'm just curious.
Yet.
It'll. You know what it'll be, Andy? It'll be a you'll get... you'll get a sixth round pick and you'll trade a seventh in Joe Flacco.
A $25 Bengals. Gift card to Skyline Chili.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And they traded within the division.
The Browns must not think Joe has much left if you're going to trade him in division.
Well, so let's break this down. Obviously, Flacco did what they needed him to do, start the first couple games of the season, and then they didn't get the results they wanted, so then they had the opportunity to move Gabriel up and make him the starter. We saw that on Sunday. So he went from starter to demoted to number two to traded the following Monday. Joe Flacco, again, according to Tom Pelissero, and who was the second person he said?
Ian Rappaport.
Ian Rappaport. Has been traded to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Now multiple reports. Adam Schefter chiming in saying Joe Flacco and a sixth round pick to the Bengals for a fifth round pick.
So what I laid out just one round earlier for both. Okay, so here's the deal. Dylan Gabriel.
Right.
Bailey Zappe.
Yep, I was going to say the same thing.
Shedeur Sanders. Not necessarily in that
Shedeur
order.
Shedeur Sanders up, right?
Not necessarily.
Sanders, if you drafted him, you might as well make him the number two quarterback at the worst. What? Why? Why, Andy, wouldn't you?
Because of this. I don't know that this is the case. Why wouldn't you?
Yes.
You don't think he's ready to play at the NFL level.
Then why did you draft him?
Well, Andy, a lot of guys you draft late aren't ready to play at the NFL level. That's okay.
The whole world.
Can everybody realize that it's okay? Let the kid develop a little. He could end up being really good. I hope so. In the meantime, you've got three quarterbacks. Do you need a fourth? Could Jameis be coming back?
Well, how do you know? Maybe just
could Russell Wilson be coming to Cleveland?
You don't think they're making another deal for a veteran quarterback? There's no way they're doing that.
No, I don't. But it sure sounds fun when I talk like the Duval guy.
There is no way they're going out and getting it. Again, the breaking news, Joe Flacco traded to the Cincinnati Bengals.
The claw determined which quarterback stays and who goes.
Multiple
Bailey Zappi, baby. Here we go.
Joe Flacco traded to the Cincinnati Bengals. Big headline.
Bailey Zappi, baby.
Well, you had to figure they wanted to see what they're going to get from Gabriel, so we're good. We're good to go on that, right? I think Sanders should be the number two, and they want to make Zappi the number three. Knock it out.
Guess we're not going to talk about college quarterbacks next segment?
No, we'll do that tomorrow. All right, you want to take a quick timeout?
Oh, well, we have to. We have bills to pay.
Well, no, I mean, it's breaking news. If we need to stay on, we stay on. That's how the world works when it comes to breaking news. Joe Flacco traded to the Bengals. Your reaction, 216-474-0092. Never a dull day in Cleveland.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.